T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Next, I'd like to introduce
throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
Big Booty is my kryptonite.
That boy's good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sports Daily with Bruce Hertl and Jacob Albrecht on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
All right, rolling into hour number two, Savage and Hertl with you. Jacob expects to return on Thursday. He's got a lot of balls in the air right now.
Well, he does.
He's got a lot of juggling going on in his life, right?
I think that is right, and sick children don't help.
No, it certainly doesn't. Let's see here. How about free agency in basketball right now? Did you just sit there yesterday with your tongue out at the levels of? And this is America at its best, right?
Well, it
is. I mean, really?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't this America at its absolute best? Trae Young. It was extended by the Hawks yesterday on a deal that is going to be worth up to $207 million.
Mm-hmm.
$207 million on a 5-year deal, Paul.
All right.
Are you kidding me?
Well, this is where I do my mea culpa, and I apologize to everybody that's listening and tell everybody. And I'm going to come clean, and you probably remember me saying – I didn't think Trae Young would make it in the NBA. Part of the reason for that was because at the time when he was at Oklahoma, you know, I thought his body was too frail to compete with the physicality of the NBA. Boy, was I wrong. I thought he would be a bust.
Me too. Me too.
Oh, did you really?
I wouldn't say a bust. I wouldn't say a bust, but I didn't think to the level that he plays, but totally wrong.
Totally wrong.
Just totally wrong. And good for him. It's absolutely fantastic.
But, you know, the eye-dropping numbers that we're seeing in bonuses, I mean, particularly when you compare it to football and free agency and that kind of thing when it happens, these numbers are just mind-boggling. I mean, there are guys that are to a certain extent, maybe a notch or two above journeyman that make a $100 million contract or a $50 million contract or what? I mean, the numbers are just eye popping. What is it about the NBA, Bruce, financially? I'm just curious because I'm not sure.
Well, small rosters.
All right.
Well, sure you do.
Okay.
Sure you do. Small rosters, huge arenas, very lucrative television package, and not as many people to spread it around with. I mean, that's it in a nutshell.
And lots of games,
the revenues,
too.
Lots of games, and they're producing huge revenues. And you've got, what, a 14-man roster? I'm not sure what it is in the NBA. They have various levels of how you play, two-way contract players and this, that, and the other thing. But you're essentially looking at 12, 14 guys like that you're taking care of. So, you don't have 40 men on a major league roster. You don't have 25 active or 26 active, I guess, now in Major League Baseball. You don't have 53-man roster that you're paying in the National Football League. It's and the economics in the NBA are even more player-friendly.
Right.
Certainly than the NFL. The least friendly economic system is in the NFL.
Right.
And lack of guarantee. Now they've got more guaranteed money than they used to, but for many, many years, lack of guaranteed money, plenty of money for, you know, the layperson, but not like baseball and basketball now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Basketball and baseball are, I mean, it's like, you know, mama teach your kids to hoop or play baseball.
Yeah, you think?
Because that's where the money is. Uh-huh. I mean, plain and simple. That is where the money is.
I say I don't really understand, but I really do understand. And I'm going to piggyback off of what you just said. And that is also is that when you start looking at internationally, there's money that is beginning to flow off of what's going on in China, what's going off in Europe, what's coming off in Indochina, Africa. I mean, really and truly, you know, all you need is a hoop, you know, up on a tree or whatever it is, and a basketball, and you can hoop it up.
But the game has evolved. The game has evolved internationally far beyond that. My God, President Barack Obama is now going to be a minority owner in one of the franchises in NBA Africa.
Mm-hmm.
For goodness sakes!
Yeah,
I mean,
this stuff—it's
mainstream all over the world.
Right, and so
it's
the revenues that are being produced from these other markets. Are unbelievable. You know what jersey sales are in China? Well, they're unbelievable, the amount of money that the NBA is making. So I say I don't get it. Of course I get it, and I understand it. But you know, it's just, you know, there. It's just really, I think at this point, scratching the surface. I know that sounds crazy,
and I've said it on this show many times. When you're in Europe, for instance, and my youngest daughter lived over there for a year.
Mm-hmm.
You see a Yankees cap, you see a Dodger or you see an LA cap every now and then. You see a Red Sox cap maybe every now and then. But you know what you see the most of?
What?
NBA jerseys.
Really? Yep.
It's
I'm
NBA.
Not surprised. I'm
oh
not
my
surprised.
God.
Not surprised.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you see an NFL jersey every now and then, but what you see all the time is NBA stuff.
Mm.
It's the NBA has, to my thinking, the best international inroads of any professional league. Any professional league.
Mm-hmm.
And that's showing in the bottom line. That's why Trae Young can be looking at a $207 million deal.
Right.
$207.
And that's part of a rookie contract situation or
yes.
whatever. That's not even
– right.
Well, wait till Trae Young gets past his rookie probation or whatever they call it. But when that happens, we're going to see numbers that will become – astronomical. So you're exactly right. And by the way, other proof is just look at the teams. I mean, if you watch any NBA or watch any of the basketball in the Olympics, I mean, how good is Slovenia? I'm not so sure that Slovenia couldn't come in and win 30 or 40 games in the NBA if they played a full season. That's pretty good. That's a good basketball team. And of course, doesn't hurt having
Luka Doncic. Yeah,
yeah. Doncic on there
sure.
is not a bad player to have on that team. But I'm just saying, you look at the overall play in the NBA versus overall play worldwide. The NBA is getting caught up on. I mean, it's just, you know, the world is moving up.
Well, yeah.
It is getting better.
Right.
The NBA.
But that's good.
That's good. That you know, in a way, you're exactly right.
Not in a way. It's good.
It is good.
Because
okay.
it's good for business, Paul.
Right.
I mean, my God, it's good for business. And, you know, you let the competitive balance take care of itself. But what it's doing, it's expanding the talent pool. And now all of a sudden you can see. Can you imagine 30 years ago, 40 years ago? That a Luka Doncic or a Nikola Jokic could be household names in your house growing up in Wichita, Kansas, because of what they did in the NBA. No, that's impossible. You would never have had that. Never. Now, it's just a natural matter of course.
It is.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, no, right? You're exactly right.
I mean, Ricky
right.
Rubio went for like 38 against us.
Yes.
Yes, last night, right?
Right.
Ricky Rubio,
Ricky
who
Rubio.
Is...
Ricky Rubio, that is exactly
Ricky
right.
Ricky Rubio, mm-hmm. Right, who's a good player, but is kind of a... But is a guy that really hasn't landed anywhere. I mean, he's one of those guys that helps you win, but hasn't been on a team that has played deep into the playoffs. But he's a legitimate NBA player, and he lit the NBA for the NBA Team USA for 38 last night. Now, Spain didn't win, but you got guys like this now, and it's great for the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best thing for the NBA.
Sure increases their...
I think it's fantastic.
Well, the market size for the NBA is growing exponentially is what's going on, whereas you look at baseball and football in this country, the other two major sports, you know, they don't have that growth in
well,
the world.
Now, wait a minute.
Boy.
Major League Baseball has got, not like the NBA.
No, it's
but
not.
Major
well,
League
yeah,
Baseball
okay.
has, but Major League Baseball has a strong market in the Orient now, throughout Korea, Japan. They have a strong market in the Caribbean, obviously the Dominican. They've got a fairly strong presence in elements of South America, Venezuela, for instance. It's not like the NBA, but you have a lot more international clout. Arguably the best player in all of baseball right now, the most remarkable player, is a Japanese player named Shohei Ohtani.
Mm-hmm. Well,
right?
I will give you that, but in comparison, it's still pretty, pretty small compared
to... No, it's
to
smaller when, than the NBA.
Yeah.
The NFL has the most limited
they do.
Market.
Well, they don't
now,
play
but,
the sport
but the out N- anymore. But the NFL is the biggest league in the United States, and so it carries weight internationally just because of that.
Yeah.
But we're not playing... We're playing one game in Mexico... And we're playing, what, four games in England?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, so, yeah, you're trying to expand the market, but you're not getting any players coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You're not expanding the player pool.
Right.
Major League Baseball is expanding the player pool. NBA is expanding the player pool. And it's created kids all over the world picking up a basketball and doing what American kids had done for years, you know, imagining themselves as a fill-in-the-blank player out in their, you know, out on their driveways.
Mm-hmm.
Or for kids in other places, maybe it's not their driveway, maybe it's something else.
Well, I guess that...
That's why we see some of these contracts. There's just so much money pouring into the NBA on so many different levels, and there's great value in their TV packages.
There's no question about that. I guess I have just one quick question with you, because you brought up football, and I find that fascinating in terms of the overall conversation that we're having about overseas and about the growth of sports throughout the world, and that is, why did NFL Europe not make a bigger impression? Why did they not solidify the game of football into the psyche of Europe? I find that fascinating. Is there a reason? I mean, I'm not sure I know. That's why I'm asking.
Well,
you.
Paul, I mean, turn it around the other way. Why hasn't soccer?
Well, that's a good question.
Exploded yeah. with the psyche of American sports.
Well, that is a good question. That is a yes. And I don't know.
I mean, really.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't have an answer for that, but that's a good question. I guess it's just, but I'll tell you what, the way you phrase that is that, and I guess what we're saying is, we don't know why. I guess nobody knows why, because you're right.
Well, I mean, part of the reason with NFL Europe was the NFL grew leery of subsidizing, and the NFL has not been traditionally, even with the amount of money that it has, the NFL hasn't been about developing feeders to the league. They use college football for
that.
That's
what it is, sure.
And it works very nicely, right? It works very, very nicely. But they have not done a very good job or have been very interested in. Now, NFL Europe functioned on some level from like the early 90s till past 2000. I mean, I think it was 10, 12 years, something like that, that NFL Europe functioned on some level. I think the last year they functioned was 2006, 2007, something like that. So you had an NFL Europe for a while. It functioned like with, in its earliest incarnation, it had like 10 teams. And then the second wave functioned with like six. But the NFL... I don't think owners were that interested in subsidizing. It was extremely expensive, obviously. I think it took care of its purpose. There are plenty of players that played in NFL Europe that ended up playing in the National Football League.
True.
Some really good players, mm-hmm. really good players that played in the National Football League. And I think to a degree, it's opened up some markets in Europe. But I think it's if you turn the question around to the United States, well, why hasn't soccer taken hold here? I mean, I think you might have some of the same answers, both in from both ways.
Well, that's a good point.
I don't know.
That is true, and particularly when you have a country like Mexico that loves soccer. I mean, literally, we're attached to Mexico, mm-hmm. and that's
sure.
a very, very, very good question. But it's interesting though with the NBA, particularly with what is going on in the world. I mean, you know, gosh, the world is their oyster, as
yes.
Al Pacino would say in Scarface, you know. So that's just the
oh
way.
Oh, my God, you're.
Well, the world is my oyster. You got to remember that, don't you?
I remember plenty else about Scarface,
yes,
you know.
Okay.
Say hello to my little friend,
yes,
you know.
Yes, that's right.
I mean,
that's a classic.
I mean, yeah. But that's kind of where we are with that. But no, the amount of money right now that is a flush in the NBA is simply remarkable. And there were some just jaw-dropping deals made yesterday for a lot of players that, frankly, I think that you would probably term as middle of the road. I mean, I don't
Lonzo
know what you
Ball
think about Lonzo Ball.
Oh,
Lonzo Ball... got a 4-year deal worth $85 million.
Shook my head.
From the Chicago Bulls.
Shook my head.
4 years, $85 million. Now, Lonzo Ball's fine, but he's not a guy, right?
Right. He's not a game guy. I mean, you know, come on. He's not a game changer. He's not a big three. He's not a big three of the leg. He's not in that category. You know,
well,
is he
in his third or fourth year in the league, and he's on his third or fourth team?
Fourth year, I believe, or he's heading into his fourth year. That
right.
is correct.
And that's nothing against him. I have nothing against Lonzo Ball at all. But he's going to be making $85 million as a 24-year-old playing for his third different team.
Mm-hmm.
The most that he's averaged is, as Paul just mentioned, 14 points a game. And... now, he's a good floor player, averages about 6 assists, and he takes care of the ball. A few too many turnovers a game, 2.5. But he's there's nothing wrong with his game. He's fine. But he's not a guy. You know?
Yeah.
He's just not.
Yeah. He goes to L.A.
But he's making $85 million.
Yeah. And he goes to L.A.
Over $20 million a season.
Right. Well, you know, that's just, but I mean, here again, we're talking about the money that is being kicked around in the NBA. And it was just, you know, I went through the list of those that have signed new deals, and it's just amazing. Chris Paul signing for, I believe, was it 3 or 4 years, Bruce? I'm not sure. But here again, Chris Paul, you can see the amount of money he's getting and almost make a case he's worth it. But Alonzo Ball, not so much, but you know, the money is just eye popping. So
yeah, it's a four-year deal worth up to $120 million.
Right.
For Chris Paul.
Right.
So and we don't even blush at that. That's not, like, well, yeah, he's worth it, right? Yeah, I mean, yeah. Chris Paul, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's just it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is.
All right, we'll turn the page. OTD is coming up in about 20 minutes or so. Not a bad day for OTD.
Good.
A lot of pretty interesting things happened on this day, August 3rd, in the world of sports. We'll get to that. Stay with us. Chad Chambers producing. That's my boy, Paul Savage, yours truly, right here on Sports Daily on your sports station, KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.